those arguments, which are based on other beliefs and other, values, yeah, they're loaded with teleology. So there's degrees of teleology. I'm not saying that everything in numerical cognition is to the same degree teleological as it is in let's say creationism or designs, but yes, you have it, you have that built in. And in fact, you could even see it in before the whole debate, more current debate of creationism and an intelligent design versus evolution sort of debate. You can even see, in let's say the work of the Jesuit Teilhard de Chardin, who was a paleontologist, a Jesuit, but he was trying to this even in the in the 40s and so on, 1940s, and publishing in the 50s, trying to make sense of evolution. If you're a paleontologist and dealing with history of the Earth and humankind on Earth and so on, and doing actual digging as he was, trying to make sense of that sort of volume of data with his own religious beliefs, namely based on Roman Catholic tradition, in particular Jesuit tradition. So in all his writings, you would see the imprint of teleology. Even he has this view of the omega point, in which sort of human evolution is sort of leading or moving towards something more perfect. And again, that is a serious paleontologist, Jesuit, but trying to make sense in his mind of various things, but invoking teleology on the way. Along the way.